SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The search for those missing in the catastrophic Texas floods resumes in some areas after a pause for rain.
State officials say 101 people remain missing, including 97 in Kerrville. The July 4th storm killed at least 132, including many children, and most of them in Kerrville. Meanwhile, resident Greg Adkins is hard at work picking through his demolished home.
It's tough, but it's so much better than it could be. I've got so much to be grateful for.
I'm Julie Walker.
Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly says he's heard accounts of trailer after trailer being swept into the river with families in them, but they can't find the trailers and they have no idea how many there are. Judge Kelly said one trailer was found completely covered in gravel, 27 feet below the surface of the river. Sonar crews have been searching the river and local lakes, more expected to arrive. Pickup trucks have also been found completely submerged in gravel. One of Sesame Street's innocent characters suffers a cybersecurity breach.
Elmo's usual posts of encouragement and kindness on X were taken over by a hacker who posted a string of racist and anti-Semitic messages. The incident happened over the weekend, with the hacker sharing anti-Semitic threats and a profane reference to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Following YouTube's effort to rid the platform of AI-generated content, Meta now says it's going to crack down on unoriginal posts on Facebook, those that use other people's text, photos, or videos. The company said Monday it's already removed some 10 million profiles this year that were impersonating other content creators. Former Spokane City Council President Ben Stuckart among a group of people indicted by a federal grand jury for a riot against ICE. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying about social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County clerk has again refused to file a more than $100,000 civil judgment from Texas against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills. Ulster County Clerk Taylor Brooks cites New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion providers serving patients from states with abortion bans. The Texas Attorney General's office claims the filing is required under New York law. New York is one of eight states with telemedicine Shield laws. This is SRN News. The Pentagon is making a $400 million direct investment in a rare earths producer.
MP Materials last week said the Pentagon would become its largest shareholder, taking a 15% stake in the company, as well as investing billions of dollars to build a 10,000 metric ton magnet manufacturing facility, expected to begin preparing for operations in 2028. James Litinsky, founder and chief executive of MP Materials, says, quote, this initiative marks a decisive action by the Trump administration to accelerate American supply chain independence. MP Materials operates the U.S.'s only rare earths mine in Mountain Pass, California, extracting rare earths that are essential for making weapon systems and electric vehicles. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James spearheading an effort to ban ICE agents from wearing masks when making arrests. This at the same time attacks on federal agents by leftists has increased by 700%. More details at SRNnews.com.